Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Has your pooch put on a few pounds? Is your cat getting a little thick around the middle? If so, our vet Sarah Boland is at hand. Good morning, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Are overweight pets much of a problem, big problem? What kind of percentage of those that you see in your practice would be carrying a few extra pounds?
So statistically, it varies in terms of what you'll read, but the general accepted statistic is about 65% of pets are overweight. Now, in contrast to that, only about 20% of owners would view their pets as being overweight. So really? There's a big discrepancy, but it is definitely a good bit over half would be that we would see day to day would be heavy.
Apart from my pet obviously looking fat, are there ways to tell if it is overweight?
It can be difficult, particularly with longer coated pets. So like with the increasing popularity of cockapoos, things like that, they have a heavy coat and a lot of people say, oh, it's just their hair. So the best thing to do is actually to feel your pet, and you should be able to easily feel their ribs and their spine. And that gives you a good idea on the hairier pets.
When you say easy feel, that you shouldn't have to poke and prod too hard.
Exactly. You shouldn't have to dig through too many layers of tissue to feel the bony structures underneath. And if you have a smoother coated pet, when you look at them from above, they should be an hourglass shape. So wider at the ribs and hips and go in a little bit in the middle. Mm-hmm. And when you look at them from the side, from their ribs
swept
into
up.
Their groin, they should tuck up. Yeah, exactly.
And cats?
Yes, so it's same with cats. Now, the thing with cats is you can actually very often feel the ribs of a fat cat. They carry a lot of their weight around the middle. Mm. So you'll start to, it'll be that side profile that you'll see the change in your cat. Their belly will get closer to the floor.
Is it as simple as overfeeding?
Most of the time. We will have clients that come in and, you know, we'll mention they're a bit heavy and the owner will say, oh, we really restrict their food and maybe there's something hormonally wrong.
And we're walking the legs off them several miles a day.
Exactly, exactly. So there can be issues with thyroid and there can be medical issues there. But actually, most medical illnesses in our pets cause weight loss rather than weight gain. And I would say 95% of the time it is overeating.
And asking them to metabolize foods that we eat.
Exactly. So we see a cube of cheese, let's say 25 gram cube of cheese, as a tiny thing. But for our pets, that's actually a large proportion of their calories for the day. So what we consider small amounts of food for our pets are a lot. And a lot of the foods that we eat are much higher in fat than what they require. And that's very calorie dense food as well. So again, it'll take them a moment to inhale it, but the amount of calories that they're taking in is quite high.
51551, if you have any questions for Sarah on this. Obviously, the thing to do here is just be hard-hearted and completely resistant to those big brown eyes staring up at you and saying, please, please feed me.
It is hard, particularly because it's a habit that the pet develops, but it's also a habit that the owner develops, that when they're preparing the dinner, when they're sitting down to their meal, when they're having their 11s in the day, that the pet gets involved as well. And so it's a breaking habit on both people's part, and you have to get everyone in the household involved. Mm. And habits are difficult. I've seen people, you know, they don't even notice themselves put their hand down under the table to give the dog or cat something. And I also understand that pets can get quite vocal and quite demanding when they're used to getting it. So there are things you can do to distract.
But it's making a rod to beat your own back with, really, isn't it? Because if you are slightly irritated and annoyed by a pet staring there looking up at you and you throw them something in the hope that they're going to go away... No, they're not. They're only going to come back for more.
It's positive reinforcement. Yes, you're rewarding the behaviour that you're trying to stop them presenting with. So sometimes I'll say to people, you know, feed them their dinner in a puzzle feeder while you're having your meal so that they're occupied. And it breaks the habit then for both parties.
And the puzzle feeder is clever because it stops them inhaling their food in one go, as you say. Does that affect the rate at which they metabolise food? Because it's the same amount of calories at the end of the day.
It's the same amount of calories. What it helps to do is it slows down the speed at which the food reaches their stomach, so they feel fuller. A lot of the diet foods that we would recommend are dry foods. So obviously they eat them, they're dried. When they reach their stomach, they start to absorb fluids and they swell. And they then give that feeling of fullness. So if you can slow down the rate at which they eat, it makes them feel a bit more full.
Are we shortening our pets' lives by leaving them overweight?
We are. We are.
And making them presumably, you know, have to carry more weight and pain in the joints and they're less able to do things with you.
Exactly. So it reduces lifespan, but it also reduces quality of life. So having your pet slim is definitely one of the kindest things you can do, even though at the time when you're denying them those treats they're used to, you might feel like it's a harsh thing. But in the long run, it's a kindness.
Literally cruel to be kind. Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much, Sarah Boland.